Is this music? Welcome back.
We're on the air, Mike.
Mike.
Dang it.
What happened?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is this music?
We don't know. We don't know if this is music or not. Okay, let's get to this audio because we don't have a lot of time, unfortunately.
Professional radio professionals here.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 days ago, or yesterday, I guess, during the Bad Radio Norm mix, there was an incident. So the two of them, or the I guess the five of them, are all mixing and they're talking. Donovan and Norm are on remote. Bob and Dan and Jake are all back here. And the phone rings inside the producer's den. And it's the guest line. And Jake picks up the phone and he says he hears this really grovelly, groggy voice that just says, "Yeah, this is Dennis." And he's like, yeah, this is the ticket guest line. I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number. No, I'm supposed to call in the morning show. My phone died, and, you know, I'm sorry. And Jake's like, "Who is this?" He goes, "It's Dennis Quaid." So here is professional movie star Dennis Quaid.
Calling in, what, 2 hours late?
Two and a half. He was supposed to call at 9:30, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So at 9:30, he's supposed to call in.
And you just take him. Right?
Yeah, and so Jake is telling Saroy, who's in the room, like, "Dude, let's just pot him up. Let's just put him on and just see what happens." It's Dennis Quaid, right? It's dude, good old Dennis Quaid.
He's from Caveman.
Meanwhile, Bob and Dan have no idea why he's calling in.
Yeah.
Dennis has no idea that they don't know anything and has no idea who he's talking to. Norm and Donnie are sitting there like, "What? What's happening?" And so
you have three different entities here, and none of them know anything.
Not a damn thing. So here is how the red-hot Dennis Quaid interview starts out.
If you get Cousin Eddie, that'd be...
He was supposed to be on with Amusers, and his phone was dead.
Now he's on the
line. And he's on hold right now.
Who is that?
Who?
Hi, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. Hey, man. Who's this?
This is Norm, Donovan, Bob, Dan, Mino, Julie, everybody.
So, how you doing,
man? Okay, great.
You're supposed
here in the big D.
Were you supposed to be on with our morning show?
Yes, I was supposed to be on your morning show, but my phone did not charge last night.
Man.
So, yeah.
But
I thought it was going to charge. That's what happens when you go from place to place to place.
Well, we didn't anticipate having you on.
I'm calling up.
No worries. I don't have any idea what you're hoping to plug or anything like that.
I thought you just expressed disappointment and it's not Randy.
Well, okay.
Who, by the way, is insane and I don't think speaks to Dennis.
Yeah.
Like, they're not friendly at all.
Dan doesn't care.
No, doesn't care at all. So he's already thrown a monkey wrench into an already awkward situation.
If it was Cousin Eddie, but when I think of Dennis, I think of Cap Rooney from Any Given Sunday, the starting quarterback himself. Yes.
Yes.
Didn't you, if I remember right, Lauren Holly had a good talking to you and told you to get back out there.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. She bitch slapped me right there in front of everybody.
I don't know what to say, really.
Well, we celebrate Any Given Sunday and, of course, your entire career. Although, this is very awkward since the morning show probably wants to talk with you at some point real soon. So, may I...
I'd love to.
May I express?
He is ready to let him go.
Right.
All right. So Bob is like, he knows one movie that Dennis Quaid has ever done. He mentions the movie.
Yeah.
And it's time to go, right?
Right.
Okay.
We celebrate Any Given Sunday and, of course, your entire career. Although, this is very awkward since the morning show probably wants to talk with you at some point real soon. So may I...
I'd love to.
May I express my pleasure in visiting with you in this brief occasion, but otherwise... I'll let you go.
What do you got going on? Why are you in town?
We're here. We're playing tonight. Here in the Big D.
Meanwhile,
and none of us, no one knows where he's playing. If he's,
you don't know,
band,
if it's a play.
He's searching in his brain of what's it called.
He doesn't know where he's playing. They don't know what playing means. Whether it's band, play, who knows what's going on?
What does it mean with him?
Well, we're about to find out, but my favorite is, I'm hearing the big D. You know, it's just what we're doing here in the big D.
We're playing tonight. Here in the big D is what we're doing. And I want everybody to come out and see us over at the Colony.
Oh!
So he's looking, frantically looking at his notes.
Yes.
And sees the Colony. The Colony.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you at Lava Cantina?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
You nailed it. So now, okay, so here's the rub, is that, well, Bob, frankly, I think that our morning show would be upset if they didn't have the pleasure to talk to you. Well, now, they can't, because the gig was that night.
Right.
And so there would be no point in putting him on, like, 2 days later.
And we're good friends with the Lava Cantina people, so I'm sure that's how this was all set up.
That's exactly how it was set up. Right, so
might
now
as well spiff the gig.
Yeah, they spiff.
Talk to Dennis Quaid,
and now Bob's like, "Well, I can't really hang up now because the gig is." He's talking about the tonight's gig. Yeah. I don't need to pawn him off to the musers, and now we gotta let's just keep this son of a bitch going.
If you have anything on a beautiful night like tonight, come on out, and they will give you a good time, guaranteed, or your money back.
That's brilliant tonight. You're in town.
It's Dennis Quaid and the Sharks. Is that a reference in any way to your performance in Jaws 3D?
Meanwhile, they got the IMDb page pulled up.
Doesn't take long.
Looking for anything that Dennis Quaid is in.
Absolutely. My son actually.
Son laughed, not great. And no one even knows why he was laughing.
My son was nine. We've been together for 18 years, and my son named us when he was 9 years old. He's 26 now. We said, "What should we be called?" He said, "The Sharks," because it was Shark Week on television.
Okay. It's not even
the best week.
Yeah.
It's not a Jaws reference. It's not a Soul Surfer reference. You've worked with sharks before, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the best. I didn't hear this live, but God, this is great.
Oh, yes.
It's not a Soul Surfer reference. You've worked with sharks before, you know.
Yes. Yes, I have.
You know, we recently,
Okay. So now, you know, as they're just rattling around trying to figure out what to talk to him about, Dan's like, oh my God. We just reviewed one of his movies. They had forgotten that they reviewed Breaking Away, which came out 40 years ago.
Correct.
All right, so here's Dan trying to get into Breaking Away talk.
Yes, I am.
You know, we reviewed the movie Breaking Away.
You did?
Yeah.
After all this time?
Yeah, well, we had never seen it yet.
And look, if you listen to the show, you know that's what they do. They review these old movies. But imagine, as an actor, like, you've done 500 movies since 1979, and you go on with a radio show, and it's like, so we just reviewed Breaking Away. How about that one, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, glad you finally got around to it.
You did.
Yeah.
After all this time.
Yeah. Well, we had never seen it, actually.
Takes us a while.
Yeah.
And we finally reviewed it, and you were outstanding.
The Cutters, man.
So that's his bike racing team, the Cutters, and that's his response to the Cutters, man.
It, and you were outstanding.
The Cutters, man. They actually started a Cutters team after that. It used to be just the fraternities, and they started a Cutters team. I think it's been like 30 years since that movie.
I think closer to 40, Dennis.
It's a beautiful movie. It still holds up.
It absolutely still holds up. Well, Dennis, good luck in the Colony tonight.
Wait a second, I have a question.
Yeah.
This was during a mix, right?
Uh-huh.
Where's Norm?
Okay, where's Donovan? Exactly.
Did they just split?
You're about to find out.
Really still holds up. Well, Dennis, good luck in the colony tonight. We want everyone to go see you, and we celebrate all of your endeavors. And this has been a real unexpected treat to just hear randomly as we're switching shows that, hey, Dennis Quaid is on the phone. So hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and I'm going to call room service now. That's my second call.
Well, have a tasty lunch, and we'll see you tonight in the colony. Okay. All right, man. That's
come on out and see us.
Okay. That's Dennis Quaid, evidently tonight.
We'll be there.
At Lava Cantina in the colony.
There, Bob.
All right. Yeah. How about that?
Nice contribution you two made.
Noam's already gone, man.
He's really gone?
Oh, yes.
He Noam's left gone. In the middle of it. It's his show.
He doesn't want to talk to... Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he had something to do.
To the shock of literally nobody.
Dennis Quaid is on the phone, all right? Mm-hmm. And they're talking to each other during the mix. And Norm gets up and leaves.
Unbelievable.
I'm not shocked by that.
That is so great. I was crying laughing in the car at all that. Just a magical ticket, chaotic moment, man.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
Do you think they handled that better than we did when we had Val Kilmer here in person with you guys on remote?
We had a break to deal with it, though, at least.
Because
you
true.
Said, coming up next, guys, Val Kilmer. And we're like, what? And he's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Why don't we take a quick break? Because coming up next, we're going to visit live in studio with Val Kilmer.
Yeah. At least we had 4.5 minutes to, like, get on the internet and figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel a presence. We're on the air. I feel a presence behind me. I wheel my chair around, and I look, and standing in front of me is the Doors' own Val Kilmer.
Whoa!
And a handler behind him, and I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, do you guys want to talk to Val Kilmer? And I'm like, hi, Val Kilmer. You damn straight we do.
So you know, random. You were in a whole bevy of shark movies. Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Man, only at the ticket. Only at the ticket, ladies and gentlemen.